of Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now, have you heard the news?
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Happy holidays, truth seekers from coast to coast, border to border, and around the globe. Join us tonight as we listen to A Christmas Story from Mike Malloy, Radio Gumshoe.
Hi, truth seekers. It was the night before Christmas. Molly was nestled all snug in her bed, and I was about to tell her all about the time her mommy and I went down to Fox headquarters.
This isn't the one where it turns out where it was all just a bad dream, is it?
No, this is a new episode. You're thinking of episode number 4, The Fortress of Fox.
That's good. We haven't been doing these things long enough to get away with a rerun.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, it all started when I received a phone call from my contact down at Fox.
It sure sounds like the other one.
No, really. This is a new story.
But didn't the other one start with a phone call from your...
No. That one started when he knocked on the door.
But didn't he call first?
Yeah, but... okay, look. Just cue up the Christmas transitional music.
I'm just saying. Seems awfully familiar.
It's just a story device, Kathy. That's all. You know, a radio thing. Malloy here. Yeah? Yeah? Well, when's he supposed to go on? Who else knows about this? We'll be over there as soon as we can.
Who was it?
My contact down at...
Fox. We know that part already. What's going on?
Well, later today, they're going to broadcast Glenn Beck's Christmas show live.
So?
Well, Beck's gone missing. He's missed all the rehearsals, and according to my contact, Beck's been acting pretty strange of late.
Strange? When has he not been strange?
No time for semantical mind games, baby. The story's too hot to pass up. Let's go! We sped over to Fox headquarters and parked behind the studio complex. I called my contact on my cell, and he was there to let us in.
What happened to all their security?
I guess they've got their hands full trying to find the head teabagger. We started searching for Beck in the lower levels of Fox. He could be hiding anywhere.
It's pretty creepy down here. If this were a horror movie, this is the part where you'd say, why don't they all just get out of the house? I told you so.
The scream came from behind that door. It's the makeup room. Kathy, stand behind me.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Well, he's not in there.
Who was that?
I don't know. I think it might have been Greta Van Susteren. Gee, that guy seemed awfully harsh. Malloy. Yeah. Yeah. Where is he? What floor? We'll be right there.
They find him?
Yeah, he's barricaded himself in the main control room. He's talking to Roger Ailes on the phone. And he's got a gun. We arrived outside the control room just in time to hear Beck blaring through the loudspeakers.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
What do you suppose set him off?
Well, someone like Beck, you never know. Could be anything. A bad hair day. A black guy in the White House. Maybe the humidity. Anything.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Through the glass windows of the control room, we could see Beck pacing back and forth like a caged animal. A big, sweaty, caged animal.
Get off my phone!
This doesn't look good.
Get off my phone!
Beck threw down the phone and picked up a gun. A .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world that could blow his head clean off, and raised it to his temple.
You are the secret. You're the answer.
Mike, we've got to do something.
I just love my country, and I fear for it.
We've got to break down the door.
I am not a journalist. I'm sorry.
He missed! How could he miss?
He missed again.
I'm sorry.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He did it! He missed the barn!
Kathy, we've got to get out of here.
Oh, I don't know. At this rate, I don't think he's going to hurt himself.
No, you don't understand. Haven't you ever seen a James Bond movie? And sooner or later, a stray bullet's going to hit one of those monitors. And sparks and flames are going to start shooting out. And that'll cause a chain reaction. And then this whole place will blow.
That's impossible. Computers don't explode if you shoot the monitor.
If it works that way in the movies, it works that way in radio. Come on. Glenn Beck finally made it to the top of his world, and it blew right up in his face. Kathy and I made it out to what was left of the parking lot, and then I thought I heard something far off in the distance, the sound of Christmas bells. Kathy, do you hear that?
What? Yes. I hear it.
What day is it?
Why, it's Christmas Eve, Mike.
Then at least for one day, we're free. We're free. The hate, the fear-mongering, and the lies will stop for at least one day. Sure, they'll build it back in again. There's too much money at stake for them not to. But at least for a little while, the voices of insanity have been silenced. And isn't that the best Christmas gift of all?
Keep it lit, Truth Seekers, and be sure to tune in again for yet another thrilling episode taken from the case files of Mike Malloy, Radio Gumshoe.